A federal mine safety official from Anchorage has been at the Pogo gold mine since this morning, investigating the evacuation and shutdown of the mine in response to a vehicle fire underground early this morning. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports from Delta Junction.
Pogo spokeswoman Lorna Shaw says an official with the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration arrived at the mine this morning and has been checking out the site and examining the company's plan to get the mine back in operation.
They're reviewing the entry plan. We're hopeful that we'll be able to go back into the mine here shortly.
Pogo officials had hoped to resume operations later today, but a federally mandated reopening process makes that less likely. Mine officials evacuated 34 workers just after midnight when the operator of a haul truck reported a fire in the engine compartment. The operator activated the rig's onboard fire suppression system, which extinguished the fire. Then he contacted the mine supervisor, who ordered the evacuation and shutdown. Shaw says the evacuation was a routine action taken in compliance with federal regulations and company policy. The mine is located about 38 miles northeast of Delta and is owned and operated by Japan-based Sumitomo Metal Mining. Shaw says the evacuation was conducted safely and that no injuries occurred. She says Pogo officials determined soon afterward that there was no smoke nor carbon monoxide in the mine.
The biggest thing in all of this is that nobody was hurt, and that's the most important.
Mine Safety and Health Administration spokespersons in Anchorage and Washington, D.C. were unavailable to talk about the Pogo mine incident. Shaw said in a news release issued today that the mine will remain closed until federal mine safety officials review it and approve the company's reentry plan. She says a routine process of reopening the mine, involving a team of mine rescue personnel, must be conducted before the mine can be reopened. Shaw says both Sumitomo and the Federal Mine Safety Agency will conduct investigations.
Certainly, we're launching an internal investigation into the incident, and you know, once we know what has happened exactly, we'll be reviewing that with all of our employees.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.